Ever get that feeling in VR? Like you're watching this incredible 3D world, but moving through it feels, I don't know.
Clunky.
Yeah, clunky. It takes you right out of the experience.
Well, there's this research paper, and it's got me really fired up about the future of VR.
It's a good one. Gets at something we've been grappling with for a while now.
Totally. It's called, get this, Any Orbit. Fluid 6DOF spatial navigation of virtual environments using orbital motion.
Catchy, right?
Super catchy, haha. But seriously, before you tune out 6DOF, that just means 6 degrees of freedom. Basically all the ways you can move in 3D.
Exactly. Up, down, left, right, forward, back. Second nature in the real world, but incredibly tough to replicate convincingly in VR, surprisingly.
And this is where this whole orbital motion thing comes in. Yeah, that's what the paper's all about.
Exactly. You know how in movies or sports, the camera pans so smoothly around the actions, like you're right there in the scene?
Oh, absolutely. Way better than, like, the teleporting or clicking you get in some VR setups. Breaks the immersion, you know? 100%. What this paper does is it proposes a new way to navigate VR using this shape, a torus.
A torus.
Basically like a donut shape.
Okay. So donuts. In VR, I'm intrigued, but how does that even work?
Imagine being able to move 360 degrees around an object. And I don't just mean side to side, but also up and down at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Full freedom.
You're not kidding about full freedom. That's wild. So much more intuitive.
That's the idea. It's about tapping into our natural spatial awareness. The paper argues that because it mimics how we naturally rotate, it could lead to way more comfortable and intuitive VR experiences. We wouldn't be fighting against how our brains are wired, you see.
That's really clever. But okay, the big question, does it actually work? Like, in practice?
Well, that's what's so cool about the paper. They didn't just theorize. They actually put it to the test.
So they had this AnyOrbit system all designed, but did it actually work when people tried it out? That's the real test, isn't it?
And that's the really cool part. They didn't just talk about it. They built it.
Yeah.
They actually designed this whole virtual environment, like a sports stadium.
A stadium.
Yeah. A stadium. Makes sense, right? It's all about those dynamic camera angles following the action. And participants, they had to use any orbit to capture certain shots, almost like they were broadcasting the game.
So hold on. They were actually controlling the camera in VR. That's amazing. Were these participants, like, VR experts? Because that sounds kind of tricky.
That's the thing. They specifically got people with zero VR experience.
Yeah.
Just everyday folks curious to try it out.
Seriously. That's impressive. But, okay, I got to ask any motion sickness.
Yeah.
Because that's always my worry with VR.
That's fair. It's a common concern. But actually, there were very few issues. The study mentioned a slight increase in discomfort after the first go, which, you know, happens. Mm-hmm. New experience and all. But get this. No significant increase after that initial trial.
People got used to it that quick.
Seems like it. And here's the best part. They weren't just wandering around aimlessly. The researchers actually compared how long it took these VR newbies to get those camera shots compared to actual professional sports broadcasts. And guess what?
What? Don't keep me in suspense.
The average times. Almost identical. We're talking a difference of a couple seconds max.
No way. So any orbit is not just easy to use. It's crazy efficient, too.
Exactly. Comfortable, intuitive, and fast. This could be huge for VR.
Huge is an understatement. And this goes way beyond gaming or watching sports, right? I mean, the potential here is mind-blowing.
Oh, absolutely. This is just scratching the surface. We could be talking a total transformation in how we work, learn, experience the world. It's incredibly exciting.
So we're talking about going from, like, fumbling around in VR to soaring through a virtual stadium. Like, you're part of the camera crew. And it's all thanks to this AnyOrbit thing, right? Intuitive, comfortable, and it could totally change how we use VR. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about how real this could make things feel.
Oh, yeah, the fun factor is definitely there. But it's bigger than that. Think about the potential in all kinds of fields. Like, imagine going to a conference, a virtual one, but instead of being all, you know, stuck in one spot, you could actually walk around, mingle, actually feel like you're there.
Right. No more of that awkward standing around in the virtual room wondering if you should just log off. You could just walk up to a group and bam, you're chatting. What else? What other fields could any orbit change?
Oh, man, the possibilities are huge. Take architecture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Architects could walk through their designs in real time with clients there with them, get feedback on the fly, make changes.
No more trying to explain a vision with a 2D blueprint. They can actually experience it.
Exactly. And surgeons. Imagine practicing those super delicate operations in VR first, risk-free. They could perfect techniques before ever stepping into an actual OR.
Like a training montage in a movie, but with life or death stakes. Wow.
Exactly. and education. Think about kids in history class, not just reading about ancient Rome, but actually walking those streets, getting a sense of the scale, the grandeur, or astronomy students taking virtual field trips to other galaxies, all without leaving their classroom.
That would be amazing. Like stepping into a documentary, this could make learning so much more exciting. Engaging, too. Any orbit could be huge for making education more effective.
Totally. It's all about closing that gap between the virtual world and the real one. Making these VR experiences so immersive, so natural, that it really feels like you're there.
So we've gone from clunky VR to this incredible new way to move, all thanks to Any Orbit. And as we wrap up, it gets me thinking, if we can already move this smoothly in VR, what's next? What about bringing in our other senses? What if you could not just see and move, but also touch, smell, even taste in VR? That's the future right there.
Now, that would be something else. Talk about a game changer.
Well, that's our deep dive into the world of Any Orbit and what it could mean for the future of VR. This technology has the potential to transform how we experience the virtual world. It's exciting stuff. Until next time, keep exploring, keep those questions coming, and keep diving deep into all the amazing things there are to learn and discover.